The Old Testament reading today is taken from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, I wanted to say something. I normally, at least when I remember it, so most sermons, I begin in the name of Jesus, and I cross myself there, because actually, that's what these messages, these sermons, should really all be about. And today, our readings and Pentecost Day, they really are about the name of Jesus. His name really should get top billing in this sermon and every other sermon. Of course, with top billing, you know, whose name is there at the top? When you see a new movie coming out, it's always fun to see who's in the movie. Or, you know, more realistically nowadays, when I'm scrolling through Netflix, who's in this one? Oh, it's so-and-so. I like it. Okay. I'm sure it'll be a great one. It's got my favorite actor or actress. We like to see whose name gets top billing in movies and all sorts of great opportunities. TV shows, churches. If you look at the front of our bulletin, the inside cover there, I'm not drawing it just because my name is the first on a list of things. It says Pastor Jesse Brubaker. It says Nathan Schmidt. It says Dr. Linda Barecki, Shauna Blomer, Christina Roberts. We got all these good names listed there. You'd think I'd be drawing it your attention to it because my name's at the top of the list. But actually, it's because the very top of the page says Christ the Vine Lutheran Church. His name gets top billing even there in the list of names. Jesus Christ, his name should have top billing in all things. It's funny for me to make a big deal about this on Pentecost, the day where we talk about the Holy Spirit, the day where we have these doves that I pointed out in our young time lesson, the day we remember that God gave us his Holy Spirit so that we would have faith in what Jesus Christ has done for us, so that you would be saved, so that you would not need to worry about your sin or anything that would pull you away from God. Jesus' name is more important than any of that. In fact, we just read in John chapter 14, this is verse 26, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit, this is, of course, the big day we remember that we are given that great gift, the gift of God, the Holy Spirit. But we were given this gift in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now we see this play out interestingly in our other readings today. We see this idea of the name that gets top billing, the most important name, kind of spread in these two different readings in different ways. Don't worry, I'm not going to go through all the different names of the different locations from Acts chapter 2, verses, 9 through 11. We already had our head elder do that. Thanks, Scott. Good job. Rather, though, we're looking at the different names that are big key things in our readings. Take a look at Genesis chapter 11. In this, we have all of the people on earth who all have a shared language. This is a godless people at this point. They are not really following the one true God. They are trying to do things all on their own. In fact, in verse 4, they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. We don't want to be broken up. We don't want to have ourselves pulled away from each other. We want our group of people, we want our name to be one that is held up high. Everyone would look to it and think of us. Everyone would be drawn together by this great and wonderful thing we've built. We want a name for ourselves. Now, we understand really what's going on in their heart a little bit of seeing this. We understand that sometimes we sure like our name to be thought of well, too. We know that we like to make a name for ourselves. It's easy to make sure that, you know, people see the good things we're doing. See that, oh, yes, did you see what we did the other day with our family? We went out and helped out. We served. It was great. We pulled some weeds. We made sure that food was delivered to somebody. It's pretty nice. I'm very happy to say I have not seen a whole lot of that, at least openly here at the church, right? We have a lot of people who do wonderful and amazing things. A lot of people who serve in great ways that I didn't even know about, and I've been here for almost 10 months now, and I'm learning more and more of all the good things that people continue to do. So good job. Not great for my analogy today, but good job. Thank you. It is easy for us to want to make our name at least climb the billing chart. It doesn't have to be at the top, but sure, it would be nice to be second or third, maybe. It's easy to have pride in ourself and to say, I would like to be seen as good and holy. We have to be aware of that pride and that sinful condition, which would want us to make a name for ourselves that stands out above God's name and His word for us. Now, the God, we hear this conversation. It's an interesting idea that our one God would have a conversation with himself. But again, we have the one God in three persons. We'll tackle that next week on Trinity Sunday. But as they're discussing this idea together, they say, the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. Well, that sounds kind of rude there, God. Hey, I see they're doing something nice. Oh, they can do all sorts of things now. Well, we'll just make it really hard on them and they'll stop. It sounds like God's doing something mean here, but actually this is for their great benefit. These people don't want to rely on God. They want to rely on themselves, make a name for themselves, and say, we don't need God. We can do everything all on our own. They're thinking of this purely in earthly understanding. We understand that while we can do many things, you can do anything you set your mind to it. I was told that a lot as a kid. I don't know if you were. I was told less and less as they got to know me more. But the idea, you can do anything. We know that there is something that none of us can do. None of us can make ourselves holy in God's sight. None of you could ever do anything to see, have God look at you and say, you're a great and wonderful person. Welcome into heaven, all on your own. We know that we absolutely need God. We absolutely need the work of Jesus Christ, who takes our sins away so that we can have eternal life in heaven. God saw the hearts and minds of these people and said, they don't trust in me already. It's only going to get worse. So he confuses their language. And ironically, they wanted to build this so they would not get dispersed. But taking a look at the last verse, from there, the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. Even their best attempt, their best work to do things all on their own, God, with a simple word from his mouth, could change their whole plan, confuse their language, and indeed disperse them, break them up. make it so that they would stop relying on themselves, that someday they might come to rely on him. His name is far greater than the name they could have made. Now take a look at Acts chapter 2 then. In Acts chapter 2, we've got the day of Pentecost, a day that was already a holiday, a high holy day for God's people, a day where they were all gathered together in Jerusalem. It's a big feast day. We did a Bible study on this just beforehand in our Bible study hour. If you'd like one of the sheets, it takes you through a couple of the different times where Pentecost is talked about, also called the Feast of Weeks. It's talked about throughout the Old Testament, and it is a big day for God's people who were gathered in Jerusalem. They were there celebrating the harvest. They were celebrating God's good gifts. They were remembering that 50 days after the Passover, as this is 50 days after Easter, 50 days after the Passover, God had given them the law on Mount Sinai. They had been taken as slaves out of Egypt, and they had been given his law, saying, "I will be your God, and you will be my people." That's worth celebrating. God had put his name over them. And so they're gathered together in Jerusalem for this big holiday. It's been 50 days since the Jewish leaders had killed off Jesus, and maybe things are simmering down a little bit. Some people had said they had seen Jesus and the tomb was open and his body was missing. It's been a few days. It's been 50 days since then too. Maybe it's calming down. Maybe we can get a handle on this whole situation. Maybe we can sweep this under the rug and move on. We've made a name for ourselves as the leaders of God's people. We don't want anything changing that. Well, sad to say, they were wrong in a very big way. Here they thought they had everything covered. And here comes this mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire resting on the disciples' heads. They come out sharing the good news with people who were gathered in Jerusalem from all over. And as they heard them, they did not just hear them speaking in the shared language, the Greek language. They heard them speaking in the language they understood best, their native tongue, hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. And they were amazed, shocked. What's going on? Some people try to brush it under the rug, saying, they've had new wine. Peter jumps up and he starts his sermon in Acts chapter 2, a very important sermon that leads to people being changed and becoming believers and being baptized, by saying, "They're not drunk." Maybe I should have started my sermon that way. "It's great to see that you're not drunk. It's early in the morning." He wants to point out something, though. This day, he said, this day where the Spirit is being given out, that God's word would be spread throughout the whole world, was prophesied by Joel back in the day. And he shares the beginning of his sermon starting from this reading of Joel. He said, In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will pour out my Spirit. This was the plan. God had a plan. He waited till just the right time. He sent his Son to die for the sins of the whole world after having lived a perfect life in our place. He rose from the dead. He's ascended into heaven. And now, this plan is coming to fruition. The Spirit is poured out on the believers. They are filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the great and wonderful gift that he had promised, that they might have faith in Jesus Christ, that they might be saved, and that they might be this wonderful tool to share the good news with the whole world, that you would be included in that. You have the gift of the Holy Spirit. That promised Spirit from Joel's day, That spirit that was poured out with tongues of fire and a mighty rushing wind, that same spirit is in you, giving you the faith that you have and the trust in Jesus Christ. Now, it'd be really cool if we looked out and there were tongues of fire over all your heads. It'd also be really amazing if I didn't have to study really hard to learn Koine Greek. God gives us different abilities and different talents, different gifts. But we still have that Holy Spirit for a very specific purpose. We get to verse 21. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That name, Jesus' name, when we call on his name, when we give him top billing, we're saved. You do not need to make a name for yourself. You do not need to show us how holy you are. You do not need to worry about whether or not your name has been dragged through the mud because you follow Jesus. We are so thankful that our own sinful nature, our own pride, our own desire to have a name for ourselves is fully covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's been far more than 50 days since that all happened, a couple thousand years ago. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, you do have the name of Jesus. Whether we begin our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, whenever there is a baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, whenever two young men are confirmed in the faith that they profess before our church today, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they and we are all blessed to know that our sin is covered, you are fully loved, and you have the Spirit in you, that you might get to go out and share the same word of faith and life with the whole world. Because Jesus' name gets top billing, your name is counted among those who are saved. Your name is one who will be in the book of life forever as God calls you to heaven with him someday. These truths and these promises are yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.